Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, first name Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, date of birth May 25th, 1960, date of evaluation October 18, 2023, referring physician Dr. Hassan, the chief complaint, 63-year-old female seen preoperatively. The HBI, the patient is a 63-year-old African-American female who reports an industrial injury dating to approximately 2000, period. She stated that she worked for the city of Berkeley, period. She began having back pain in approximately 2000, period. She noted that the pain is sharp and seemed to radiate to the knee, period. She was initially treated conservatively, period. However, comma, she had developed right knee symptoms and was anticipated to have surgery in 2019. However, surgery was postponed due to the pandemic, period. In the interim, she was found to have bulging disc and severe back pain, period. She had been referred to Dr. Hassan who noted that she had lumbar complaints, period. She was previously treated with lumbar epidural steroid injections with temporary release, period. She had physical therapy with no improvement and muscle relaxants provided limited relief, period. The patient is now felt to require surgical intervention, period. She denies any symptoms of chest pain, common shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Her past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number, cough, B, next number, lumbar spondylosis, next number, radiculopathy, lumbar region, next number, disc degeneration, lumbar, next number, other specified spondylopathies, the lumbar region, next number, spinal stenosis of lumbar region with neurogenic claudication, period. The past surgical history includes right ankle surgery, next number, right shoulder surgery, next number, epidural injections. Medications, Flexeril PRN, Narco 10/325 PRN, albuterol 108 microgram inhalation, Losartan 25 milligrams one daily, Alvesco inhaler, ALVESCO, 160 microgram inhalation PRN, Prazodone 50 milligrams HS, ibuprofen 800 milligrams PRN, cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams PRN, vitamin D3 1 PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, non-contributory, social history. She notes marijuana and alcohol use but denies any other substance. Review of system, HEENT, she has impaired vision and wears glasses. Oral cavity, she has dental partials. Psychiatrics, she has insomnia. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 163/104, pulse 69, respiratory rate 16, height 66 inches, weight 198.8 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. D. Physical examination reveals musculoskeletal. There is mild tenderness over the paraspinal musculature, period. She has decreased strength in both the right and left hips, period. Quadriceps is decreased on the right but normal on the left, period. Data review, : lumbar and pelvic x-rays, March 15, 2023. There is mild, moderate degenerative changes, period. Disc space collapses is most pronounced at L5-S1, period. There is preservation of lumbar lordosis, period. No evidence of spondylolisthesis, period. No scoliosis, period. Minimal DJD of bilateral hips, period. MRI, October 13, 2022. L3-4, moderate central canal stenosis, secondary to disc bulge. The impression, this is a 63-year-old female with multiple medical problems. Here she has lumbar disc herniation and lumbar spondylosis, period. She is now scheduled for right L3-4 endoscopic laminectomy, bilateral medial facetectomy, period. Her blood pressure is noted to be uncontrolled, period. I have started her on amlodipine, 5 milligrams PO daily, period. She is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for stay, period. Recommendation, may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.